Hi, this is Ken O'Shannon, and this is The Valley Life, where there is no better life than a life in the valley. Today with us, we have Courtney from Skateland, and if you've never been to Skateland, to be honest, you're truly missing out. You can find them on Parthenia Street in Northridge. How are you doing today, Courtney?
I'm great, Kendall. How are you?
Pretty awesome. I'm hanging in there. So I read online that it said that like a lot of managers have been with the company for a very long time. So how long have you actually been with Skateland?
Well, you're going to have to guess my age now, apparently, but I've been with Skateland 33 years.
Wow.
And many of our managers have been there at least 10 or 15 or 25. Even our maintenance staff, we have maintenance people that have been with us for 20 years. So it's pretty amazing.
Tell us about how long you've actually been skating yourself.
I started skating back in Michigan when I was 5 years old, and I started skating at Skateland when I was 9 and my family moved to California and just a few blocks down the road from Skateland.
Wow. So you've lived in Northridge your whole life?
I have. I don't live in Northridge anymore, but I'm in Northridge almost every day, so yeah.
Is it true that Skateland has been like open for 60 years? Is it?
We just celebrated our 60th birthday on January 30th, which coincidentally is my actual birthday, not the same year. However, I'm a little bit younger than Skateland. But Skateland just had our 60th anniversary. And what's really cool, it's been in the same family for 50 years. So Skateland opened in 1958. It's been in the same family since 1968.
So what are you guys doing to celebrate 60 years?
Well, we did have a party on January 30th, which was a skater appreciation party where we invited skaters to come out, skate for free, have birthday cake and prize giveaways, all kinds of fun. And any 30th of the month in the month or the year of 2018, we're doing a special skate party. So you can check that out on our website, skateland.net. So we're doing all sorts of parties and we're doing giveaways every single 30th of the month.
Are those also going to be free? Just wondering.
Those are not free.
Okay.
The first one was. We're a business. We got to make a little bit of money.
Just a little bit, right? I was wondering if there's multiple locations. I only saw one. Is there going to be more?
We love our one location. We're really happy with it. And for our company, there's only one. There are skating centers across the country that do have multiple locations, but we are a single location.
Have you ever thought of opening up to more?
We have, and we get approached really every, couple months somebody approaches us about opening Skateland somewhere else. In fact, there's a group here from Texas that is trying to get us to open a Skateland in Texas. So you never know. I would never say never if the right opportunity presented itself, but so far no plans.
So what all went, I guess you can't really answer that question. I was going to ask what all went into like the actual opening of Skateland.
However, again, I'm not quite that old.
What kind of music do you guys play at Skateland?
Well, that's a great question. It depends on when we're open. So we have different skating sessions that we gear toward different kinds of groups. So we have a college night, which is, that's Tuesday night. So all the Pierce College folks should come on out.
Right.
That's mostly a hip hop and top 40 night. We have an oldies night, which is age 21 and over, but our average skater age is over 50. And the music is R&B and old school music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Our family night on Saturday night, that's really a top 100 with a lot of kids music and certain party songs mixed in, YMCA or, different fun, dance music like that.
So you were saying that oldies night is 21 and over. I was wondering, could a teenager who's not 21 and over go to an oldies night?
Not on that night because it is an ID sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
But that's why we have our college night. That's age 17 and over. Our Friday night is teen night. That's for ages 13 and over, but we get a lot of college students on Friday night. And then we also offer private parties. So we have a lot of groups, including all sorts of clubs on campuses all over the San Fernando Valley and beyond, that do private parties with us. And you can definitely tell us what kind of music you want. If you host a private party with us, we'll play what you want.
Very true. I assume you don't like music with curse words.
That's such a great question. You know, here's the thing. Nobody really wants to hear that when they walk into a business.
Right.
And we are still a business. And strangely, you know, you can still have a great time skating along and singing along to songs with that little tiny word bleeped out of it. So,
very true.
Yeah,
very
it's
true.
It's radio edit music, and I realize everybody has Sirius now. So, you know, you hear all the lyrics that are questionable,
mm-hmm.
and we can appreciate that. But inside Skateland, again, unless you're hosting a private party with us, if you're doing that, you can tell us whatever you want to hear, and we'll play whatever you want to hear, even if we don't play it during our open times.
Okay, so tell us more about hosting a private party. What all would go into that, what it takes?
Well, we can do a couple different things. So a lot of our groups and clubs from college campuses or high schools, they host private parties with us and make it a fundraiser. So we charge you a fee. You charge your people a fee that's higher than what we charge you, and you keep the difference. So, I mean, we've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to clubs and groups over our history. We have fundraisers that come every single week to Skateland.
Wow. Every week?
Every week. Private and when we're open to the public. So we have different options for small groups and big groups.
And you said that you've donated to hundreds of thousands. Tell us about some of those donations. Like, what are the biggest ones, smallest ones?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I wish I would have been prepared for that. I'm not.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I mean, we do fundraisers for all kinds of groups, everything from elementary schools all the way to colleges, and all kinds of nonprofits. So Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, or the Red Cross, or the Dodgers Foundation. I mean, we've pretty much done everything you can imagine. Donations
Dodgers.
Can be, yeah, we did a big deal with the Dodgers for our 50th anniversary, as a matter of fact. But we were able to donate a ton of money because people come out, they skate, they have a great time, and then we donate as much as 50% of the ticket price back to the organization. So, you know, if you get, you know, 25 people that come and they all pay $10 to get in, you're going to get half of that. So it can be real small, but mm-hmm. we have fundraisers that come and bring 300, 400, 500 people. So when
wow,
you're,
that gets pretty crowded for.
Well, we can hold over 1,000. So
oh, in that case,
easy
I take
peasy.
It back.
Yeah, no big deal for us.
So what is the most you've actually seen inside of like Skateland, like?
We've hit our capacity before. That hasn't happened in quite a few years, but it can happen. So and we're always prepared for that. So we know how to handle it. And the more people on the floor skating at the same time, it truly is magic. It's so much fun.
So what do you think actually like makes people want, like, you know what, I want to go skate right now, like to hit that capacity?
Well, that capacity, you know, again, we haven't hit that really since the disco era. That's when skating was at its peak.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, you don't even know the disco era. I know that.
I wish I would have.
I wish you would have too, because it was, you know, I mean, I was still a little tiny kid, but what I hear, it was super fun. You know, for us, our really busy nights now are somewhere between 400 and 600. So, you know, trust me, when you have 400 to 600 people skating at the same time, it's awesome. I mean, mm-hmm. the energy is out of this world, and that's what keeps people coming back. They hear great music, they're around friends, and they make new friends. And skating, it's heart healthy, it's good for your joints, it's good for burning calories. I mean, there's all sorts of amazing health benefits, which we don't even talk about. I mean, we really disguise fitness, you know, with fun. So mm-hmm. people don't even realize that they just burned 600, 800, 1,000 calories skating in a few hours because they were having so much fun.
Do you guys have like an actual exercise class of skating? Just wondering. Or is it just like, go have fun?
You know, we don't. We used to. And it, you know, with all the new gyms that have opened up, it mm-hmm. just sort of became something that didn't work for us anymore.
True.
But we do have a morning skate time for adults age 30 and over to come out, roller skate, great music, and, you know, burn all those calories that they want, you know, want to get rid of.
Right. So how do you guys compete with, say, for instance, other roller rinks? What makes you guys different? Is there anything that makes you guys different?
I would definitely say our guest service sets us apart. We are really super focused on being a welcoming environment to all people. And, you know, we know our guests. Our guests know us. And if you're someone who's new to Skateland, you kind of feel that vibe, you know, from the moment you arrive. And we really feel that's the most important thing and what truly sets us apart. We have third and fourth generation skaters, so families that have been coming to us for, you know, literally decades. So that really kind of speaks to the kind of company that we are. In terms of skating, there are diehard skaters that bounce from skating center to skating center each week. They skate, you know, at Skateland on Friday nights, and they go somewhere else on Saturday nights, and they go somewhere else on Sunday nights. And to us, the more the merrier. We love the sport of roller skating and the recreation of skating, and we're happy when other rinks open as opposed to what most people would, you know, assume.
Competition.
They would assume, oh no, another rink, you must be devastated. And for us, it's the opposite. We're like, hey, you know what, bring it on. We're confident in what we do, and we know we do it really well. We have a great sound system, we have good food, we have a great team of people. You won't be sorry if you come to Skateland.
So I read online that you guys have a live DJ.
We do.
How did you guys find this live DJ? And could someone like off the street apply? Like,
that's such an awesome question, especially for all those young aspiring DJs out there, because there are, I mean, more than you could possibly count. So we have two kinds of DJs at Skateland. We have house DJs, and then we have special guest DJs. Our house DJs almost all start as 16-year-olds who come to Skateland. It's their first job. Oh, P.S., it was my first job. I just never left. They come to Skateland 16 years old. They have no job experience. They have no life experience. They come to Skateland, and we teach them how to do everything, and they can graduate into the DJ position. And it is pretty amazing to be a 16 or 17-year-old and really be in charge of the entertainment for the skate time. And we do it really successfully. Our house DJs are awesome. And yeah, anybody should apply, and anybody can apply. And we have a special sort of way of hiring. We do an audition. So we don't do a one-on-one interview the way most companies do it. So we have certain auditions every year. It's usually 3 to 4 auditions per year. Anybody who's interested in working at Skateland comes and auditions in front of every other applicant. So we have a panel of judges. It's really atypical. But what it helps us do is really find the best of the best and find the people that we think are going to match our culture and our style the best. And we do really well with that process. So, but yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, anytime you come out to Skateland, if you see the DJ in our main DJ booth, that is a person who started most likely as an entry-level employee and worked their way up.
That's great. So do you hear like a lot of record breaking, like screech, 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 or is it just like a, oh, here's the song, blah, 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 blah?
So we have definitely graduated from scratching. You know, that is still has its place, of course, but at a roller skating rink, for the most part, what you're going to hear is, you know, nice, clean transitions from a song to a song. You know, of course, our music is all digital. We get music dropped, you know, every single day. We have new uploads of songs that are just dropping on radio stations as well. So, you know, we have up-to-date stuff. When we have our specialty DJs, which happen on our college night, Tuesday, and our Friday night, teen night, they do scratch a little bit, but it's not so much, you know, like you would normally expect from a real scratching DJ. This is, you know, a little bit more fluid than that.
Have you guys ever thought of having like an 80s night?
You know, we entertain the idea all the time. There are some other rinks that do that, so we don't really, you know, jump in and try to go head to head with other rinks if they have something going that's successful.
Oh, true, true. So have you ever seen the movie Roll Bounce?
I have.
Do you guys do like the actual skating competitions at your at Skateland, or is it just kind of like come, show up, have fun?
You know, we've worked with several skate groups that do host events like that. So yes, we've had that in the past, and they are really amazing to watch. But you know, you can come out to Skateland any night that we're open, any day that we're open, and see some version of the most amazing gifted skaters, super talented, that have moves that literally would flip your mind. So, you know, I would encourage you, regardless if it's an actual skate show or skate competition, mm-hmm. you can see amazing skaters every single week at Skateland.
Have you ever seen like a backflip or like?
All the time.
All the time?
That's not, I mean, of course, I'm in the skating business, so,
tell us about what you've seen.
But I mean, that we have really, really professional level skaters that skate there. The splits is nothing big. I mean, to these people, because it's their life. It's what mm-hmm. they do. So, you know, their footwork is, you know, think of any award-winning dancer you can imagine. There are people who have wheels strapped to their feet that are doing those exact same moves, if not more. So truly, it's amazing. You know, people kind of look at roller skating as like the orphan of ice skating. You know, ice mm-hmm. skating gets all the glory. Mm-hmm. I'm here to tell you that roller skating should get more glory, because there are so many amazing skaters out there. And what they're capable of on skates, it truly would blow your mind. So you should definitely come check it out.
Sounds like I should. Does it pick up during the summer, or when would you guys say like your peak time is?
Our peak season is typically during the fall and winter. Cold outside, people don't want to be outside, so they come inside. Of course, during the summer, we have lots of day camps that are with us. So, you know, we get field trips of all kinds of little kids, you know, coming to roller skate. So we, fortunately, are really we sustain our business throughout the whole year. During our off-peak times for our public skating, we do tons of private parties. So, you know, our private parties can be anything from a 5-year-old birthday party. You know, we just had a party last week that, you know, was a 49-year-old. So we do everything in between. We do, you know, record release parties, and we do, you know, small private parties. We do a lot of celebrity events. So, you know, we're pretty adept at keeping our calendar full.
So you were saying celebrity events. Have you guys actually seen any celebrities there?
Oh, yeah. All you have to do is walk into Skateland. We have a big, giant case that's filled with all sorts of pictures and autographed skates from the celebrities that skate at Skateland.
Like who?
Let's see.
Or anyone that makes you, like, specifically, like, excited. Like, oh, my gosh, I met so-and-so.
Oh, you know what? We aren't real pushy in that respect. We don't mm-hmm. want to interrupt their skate time. But if we get the feeling that they're open to taking a picture with us and autographing a skate, then we'll definitely ask. So let's see. Iggy Azalea was there recently. Pink was there. Mini Driver. She's an actress. She's so fun and adorable. Let's see. I don't know. Kevin Hart.
How tall is he? He's short.
Not tall. But his personality makes up for his lack of height. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't even think he was not tall, though, because of his personality and his mm-hmm. smile. So, but yeah, I mean, what's cool about Skateland, though, is that people like that can come and have fun and not worry about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They can, and people, if they come when we're open to the public, which some of them do, you know, they're just skating right along with, you know, all the other skaters. Some of them choose to have private parties because they are, you know, very high profile. And yeah, you know, it'd be a little bit difficult for them to, you know, skate and just enjoy themselves if, you know, everybody's falling down around them because it's like, oh my gosh, look who's here. So, you know, a lot of them do private parties, but we treat all of our guests the same. We love our guests, you know, whether they're regular old Joe like me or a high profile celebrity.
So has Shaq ever come?
Shaq.
I know it's out of an ordinary question, but.
You know, I'm trying to think. I'm the worst person to ask this question of. Magic has been there quite a few times.
Magic Johnson?
Yeah.
He's tall.
He is tall.
He's very tall.
Yeah, he is very tall. I don't think Shaq has been there. I don't think so.
How is Magic Johnson?
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I would think, you know, such a big smile.
Yeah, he's very nice.
Does he have like a really big shoe? Like,
did you guys? They all have very big shoes.
Well, of course, but did you guys have the?
That's like the special skate department. Yeah, you know, size 18 or something. I don't know. We don't carry those size skates. They have to bring their own or special.
So, da. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot to ask. Have there been any nasty falls?
Oh, well, we're a roller skating center, so mm-hmm. of course there's always a risk of injury, just like there is with any recreational, activity. We are really lucky in terms of the number of skaters that skate with us versus the number of injuries. I mean, it's, less than 0.5%. I mean, and mm-hmm. most of the people that fall down and think they're hurt, the vast majority of them work out to be, I wasn't that hurt after all. But, just think of, rolling somewhere, on a basketball court. You get knocked to the ground.
It's going to hurt.
Are you injured for life? Most people are not. So knock on wood, which I always do. The number of serious injuries is very, very low. So, but we always have floor guards on the skating floor. So there are people that supervise the skating floor for the skaters' safety and protection.
And you guys also teach people how to skate, right?
We do. We have an amazing class program. We call it our Learn to Skate program. We teach people Wednesdays from 5:30 to 6:30 and Saturdays from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And once you have the basics down, you will be a skater for life, truly.
So would you say it's easier to ride rollerblades or roller skates?
Ooh, that's a good question. It's definitely a personal preference. Mm-hmm. The thing to know about roller skates is the second you step on the skating floor, the wheels roll, and they are supposed to. With inline skates, rollerblades, that's a brand. Inlines is the style. With an inline skate, you have a little bit more control in terms of them being easier to stand on without the wheels freely rolling the way a roller skate does. So some people prefer that, but our inline skates are hockey style, so they have no brake. Most of the inline skates have a brake in the back. Ours have no brake in the front or the back.
Very interesting. So thank you guys for being with us and for listening to us speak. Courtney, I mean this sincerely when I say you have been just an awesome guest. Is there anything that you would like to add?
I would just like to encourage everybody and invite everybody to come out and visit us at Skateland. Tuesday night is our college night. It's from 8 to 10:30 p.m. It's an ideal time to come. Live DJ, and that is a guest DJ who does a little spinning, a little mixing. So definitely kind of in the college range. And if you don't know how to skate, you're missing out. So check it out.
Also come learn.
Yep, for sure.
Thank you for being with us. Much love and have a great day.